Hello and welcome to Chatterbox, the Norwich Talking Newspaper. This is edition number 2205, recorded on Thursday the 19th of January 2023. Your readers today on part one are myself, Alison Aplin, and Phil Harrison. You can call Chatterbox at any time on 01603 765 365. That's Norwich 765 365, with your views, news and comments. We always love to hear from listeners. This edition of Chatterbox will include five sets of news stories from the evening news, several messages to the newspaper, information desk and two features. Both features are about current Norfolk residents plus a variety of animals. First, however, I'll ask Phil to introduce the first five stories.
Thank you, Alison. UEA, the University of East Anglia, has been repeatedly in the news this week for a variety of reasons. On Saturday, scientists from UEA hit local and national headlines with a breakthrough on research into Alzheimer's. On Monday, it was announced that another team of UEA scientists has succeeded in growing high-yielding wheat with exotic DNA in a Mexican desert. On Wednesday, the UEA was included in the top 10 of a league table, ranking universities peddling so-called woke policies to students and staff. The report clearly thought this showed universities were in a sorry state, but we will find shortly that evening news readers did not necessarily agree. Also on Wednesday, the UEA announced it will be making compulsory redundancies and has suffered a £13.9 million loss. Meanwhile, the controversy over banning drivers from Exchange Street continues, and we will find that readers continue to debate the road changes in the centre of the city. Here is Alison with the first of our stories about the UEA.
A breakthrough for women at risk of developing Alzheimer's disease could be on the cards, as researchers have discovered the potential importance of using HRT to ward off the condition. It comes following a study by a team of researchers from Norwich Medical School at the University of East Anglia, the UEA. They found that the use of hormone replacement therapy, HRT, was associated with better memory, cognitive function, and larger brain volumes in later life in women carrying a gene called APOE4. Considered the strongest risk factor gene for Alzheimer's disease, more commonly diagnosed in women, inheriting it does not mean someone will definitely develop the condition. About a quarter of women in the UK are thought to carry it. Professor Anne-Marie Minihane from the UEA led the study with Professor Craig Ritchie at the University of Edinburgh. She said, in addition to living longer, the reason behind the higher female prevalence is thought to be related to the effects of the menopause and the impact of the APOE4 genetic risk factor being greater in women. We wanted to find out whether HRT could prevent cognitive decline in at-risk APOE4 carriers. Researchers found that HRT, which helps to control symptoms of the menopause, was most effective when given during perimenopause, where symptoms build up months or years before periods actually stop, and could lead to brains that appear several years younger. The experts studied data from 1,178 women taking part in the European Prevention of Alzheimer's Dementia Initiative, which was set up to study participants' brain health over time.
Norfolk scientists have raised hopes of more climate-proof food crops after growing high-yielding wheat with exotic DNA in the heat of a Mexican desert. Researchers from the Earlham Institute on Norwich Research Park have been working with the International Maize and Wheat Improvement Centre to boost crop resilience in the face of climate change. Following a year when temperature records have been smashed, the team has shown that wheat containing heat tolerance genes from wild relatives of the plant brought up to 50% higher yields in hot weather compared with elite crop varieties lacking these genes. The two-year field trial in Mexico's Sonoran Desert is being hailed as a breakthrough in the search for important food crops, which are less vulnerable to extreme weather in a warming climate. Study author Professor Anthony Hall, a group leader at the Earlham Institute, said wheat is responsible for around 20% of the calories consumed globally and is widely grown all over the world. But we don't know whether the crops we're planting today will be able to cope with tomorrow's weather. The researchers hope the heat tolerance traits can be incorporated into commercial crop breeding strategies in the future. The study was published in the scientific journal Communications Biology.
The University of East Anglia has been included in the top 10 of a league table ranking universities peddling so-called woke policies to students and staff. The Radical Progressive University Guide places UEA 7th out of 137 universities said to be based on the extent of radical progressive policies, including their curbs on free speech. The report, compiled by think tank Civitas, is based on scouring university websites and national and local media stories for references to terms like trigger warnings, content warnings or content notes, white privilege and anti-racism training, or official anti-racist guidance from universities. UEA said, "We're proud to be recognised as a university that works hard to combat all forms of harassment and ensures that students can report concerns and be supported. We will continue to put measures in place to provide an inclusive and welcoming environment in which all of our students and staff can work and learn together."
The University of East Anglia is set to make compulsory redundancies after suffering a £13.9 million loss. Details about the number of job losses and which departments will be affected have not been revealed. According to the financial statement, overall the universities fell 8% short of entry targets, which resulted in a £6.4 million loss. The university has said it will work closely with campus trade unions during the redundancy process.
Cameras have been installed in the centre of Norwich after months of disagreement about a busy city street. The cameras are positioned around Norwich Market, near the entrance to the controversial Exchange Street, which has hit headlines after vehicles continued to ignore pedestrianisation restrictions. The road was pedestrianised 2 years ago, but despite this, some drivers continue to flout its closure. Back in November, 66-year-old Lucy Hall acted as a human bollard to prevent traffic passing through Exchange Street. She was removed by the police to allow cars through. Bosses of businesses in the busy shopping area explained how current signage and rules around vehicular access are confusing, which is why cars and vans continue to use the street like a normal vehicular thoroughfare. New signage was put up to make the street's closure clear, but the chaos continued. Marshals were also assigned to the troublesome street after drivers failed to comply with the rules, with one reporting that he was struck by a van. In response to enforcement of traffic being barred from Exchange Street, black cab drivers staged a civil protest to highlight a loss of income, stating that it was impossible to do our jobs with Exchange Street, which leads to St Andrew Street, being closed.